For the first time in more than 50 years, I use Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center hosts Shakespeare's Hamlet. Performances are in the Ruth N. Halls Theater. The production, with its attention to individual characters and performance details, clearly owes a lot to director Murray McGibbon. He's also a key figure in the adaptation of the text. It's very intelligently done. There's a lot of attention to making the speeches clear and intelligible without dumbing them down. I'm assuming that McGibbon's own rich background led to the panto-style staging of the player's comic version of the murder of Hamlet's father. The scenic design by Fred Dewar is a really neat one, with huge dark triangular staircases that can move smoothly from being foggy battlements to elements in a brightly lighted ballroom. Linda Pisano's costume design looked good on everyone and did a nice job of fitting the characters in a coherent but not particular historical period. Andrew Hobson's sound design, with the music by Mark Oliviero, was a continual and effective part of the atmosphere of the play. Josh Hambrook was effective as Hamlet's usurping Uncle Claudius. In this production, he seems more of a politician, a manipulator, than a full-out bad person. In his general attitude of restraint, there seemed to be almost a weariness of evil. Bethany Barber was Hamlet's mother, Queen Gertrude. She dressed a bit sexy for an older woman, but never seemed to connect to her own physicality. Hamlet may have thought that his mother's motives included lust, but it wasn't in evidence here. Maybe Hamlet was just angry and grasping for insults. It was interesting to learn that in this heavily guarded castle, the queen slept with a loaded pistol under her pillow. Justine Salito was charming as the innocent Ophelia, but in a show that benefits from heavy cutting, having her mad scene would have been a good idea. With Ophelia's wild hair and disheveled dress, the audience got the drift of the scene pretty quickly, and after that it was just repetition. Neil Utterback had some delightful moments as the silly counselor Polonius, but someone needs to tell him that stage actors have to yell, and that his signature of awkwardly crooked fingers could be effectively kept in his pocket about three-fourths of the time. I did think the little visual pun at his death, curtains for Polonius, was a neat piece of staging. Hamlet's school friends, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Ryan Dooley and Mark Banach, were dressed in matching knee socks and sort of school uniforms. They were played half the time as buffoons and the other half as reasonable young friends and foils for Hamlet, both okay. Hamlet, Shakespeare's most complex ditherer, is Harper Jones' MFA role. It was a solid and varied performance across a long and varied evening. There was a good job on the oft-remembered speeches, which were frequently staged directly to the audience. Jones had a nice touch of manly bonhomie in his initial relations with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, with the players, and most of all with Horatio. He was most attractive in the antic moments of Hamlet. Jones has a handsome body, but I did keep wishing that he'd put on his shirt for the tumultuous scene in his mother's bedroom. Horatio, Hamlet's friend, was played by Graham Sheldon. It's hard to figure this, but he's the center of this production. Horatio is the one who comes to tell Hamlet of the ghost's appearance. He's around for many of the crucial scenes, and he is the person who takes Hamlet's final speech and does the valedictory. Graham Sheldon was a certain calm strength, and he really did a terrific job. His performance, and really those of everyone in the big cast, are ones in which the actors can think back on, savor, and take pride. Hamlet in the Ruth N. Halls Theater continues with evening performances through Friday. On Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee and an evening performance. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.